Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. They're the ones who's
coming up and the world is in there. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. I'm here tonight by myself, my trusty partner, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. He's out on the road, and so we don't have him today, but our trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes things look good. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right, Gene. How about yourself?
I am doing okay.
All right, all right.
Okay, but for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you, if Matt has them ready, because we want you to know what we mean when we say the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. And so, Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, we are back. Now, you entrepreneurs, or if you want to be entrepreneurs, have you ever thought about what it would be like to start your own business? To imagine what it would be like? Just think about what you got to go through. Think of all those types of things that you might wonder about before you make that step. Well, tonight we have someone that has started a business on networking, and we're going to have that person come on in a few minutes. But I'd like to have you think about, once you have decided to put a business together, how are you going to get it going? And how are you going to get the word out? And who do you need to meet in order to get the word out, or whatever you need to do? And so I'd like to have you think about that, because that's what tonight's show is all about, is how do you get your business going based on meeting other people that can help your business get going, and so that you aren't working your business alone, or you're able to attract customers and other people that like your services and go pass the word on for you, so that therefore you begin to build your business quicker, faster, better, because you got the input from others ahead of you or others that like what you're doing, and they have the influence or the credibility to tell people about your business, because that's how your business is going to grow. It's going to be based on your reputation. So your reputation becomes the key to making all things work, and that would depend on your growth, how fast, and how do you make your calls and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, so that's what happens when you decide to get going, and because that's what happens when you make a decision that you've got to find customers, you got to find people, you got to get in front of people. Imagine getting in front of people, whether it's on a virtual screen or it's in person. I'm going to suggest, if you can, always do things virtually. But I need to take that back. Always do things in person, unless you're using virtually because of long distance. And if possible, if you are long distance, allow people to see you, because most of what people see virtually is a headshot. And I'm going to suggest that you want them to see all of you, because the ones around you see all of you. So you want to make it as best as you can so that we see all of you, because that's what's going to help us to make decisions about who you are and what we'd like to do. So tonight we have a special guest coming on that offered just to stop by and passing by, and they had an interesting topic that I felt really could help lots of entrepreneurs, because you've got to do something like that in order to get your business off the ground. So I have a special guest, and I believe she's on the line right now. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you who she is, just to make sure, and then we're going to take a break so that we can go hear something from our sponsors. But I believe our guest is on the line. Her name is Toni Harris Taylor. And I believe Toni is on the line. Toni, are you there?
I am here. Hello there.
Hello. Thank you very much for taking the time out to stop by and pay us a visit.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Oh, well, I thought that what you were doing was something great that could contribute to lots of people, and so I wanted you to just kind of help you spread the word. But
well, thank you.
But if you can do this in 30 seconds to a minute, just briefly tell us who you are, because once we come back from the break, I'm going to ask you to go into more in depth of who you are anyway.
Wonderful. So, well, my name is Toni Harris Taylor. I live in Houston, Texas. I am CEO and founder of Drastic Results Marketing and Sales Coaching, where I help entrepreneurs get known, get connected, so they can get paid to make six figures and beyond. I'm also a multi-unit award-winning franchise owner for Network in Action Global Partners, where I bring business owners together to help them to create intentional referrals for one another.
Great. Okay, so you entrepreneurs, think about that in terms of bringing other entrepreneurs, other businesses together to help to grow your business. Is that right, Toni?
That's exactly right.
Right. So this is what tonight's show is going to be about. It's going to be about the importance of how to do that. And I'm going to kind of sit back and listen so that I learn something from Toni. But before that, we got to take a little short break so we hear something from our sponsors. And so hold on right quick, and we'll be right back. And Tony's going to tell you a lot more in just a few minutes.
Thank you. All right.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Yes, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And that's what most entrepreneurs go through. And I know that's something that I've gone through, but I believe most entrepreneurs do that. I'm on the phone with my special guest, Tony Harris Taylor. Tony is an entrepreneur, and she's very special. They call her the networking queen. Okay, imagine starting a business just on networking. Well, this is something that Tony has done, and she's going to tell us how she did it, I believe. So, Tony, tell us a little bit who you are and what your background is. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, barely.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, I've been an entrepreneur since I was 24 years old, and since I'm forever 29.
Oh, me too.
So really for over 30 years, I've been an entrepreneur in some form or fashion, always a multipreneur. And my mother was the one that brought me into entrepreneurship. When I was 24, she called me when I was on my job and said, quit your job and come work for me. And I had seen her struggle in her business. And I was like, no. And she said, Tony, what's the worst that could happen? You could always go back to that job. But what if I'm right? Mm. And she was right. And so I quit my job. And at that time, I was a computer trainer.
Really?
Software trainer. Yeah, software training from Lotus 1-2-3 to
really?
Excel. You remember that transition?
I taught that at the university level. Taught Excel and
okay.
I am a former computer programmer. Going back to two steps past a similar. So Lotus is something I heard a long time ago.
It's so interesting because when I tell my story and I have young people in my audience, they're like, Googling what is Lotus 1-2-3. So there you go. That's how long I've been at it.
Great.
But in 2013, my husband passed away at the end of 2012. I wanted to go and do my own business. I had spent several years as a financial advisor as well, and I decided I wanted to do my own thing. And it was relationships that helped me to grow my financial services business. And I realized the power of relationships and marketing in business. And most entrepreneurs love what they do, Mr. Hodge, but they just don't want to market it or sell it. And what I'm here to tell your listeners is you can be as certified as you want to be, as educated as you want to be in what you do, but you also will be the best-kept secret if you don't learn how to get your business out there with marketing and sales skills.
That sounds like me, almost. Almost.
Not the best kept secret part. And so I figured out that networking was the best marketing tool that most of us had control of.
Yeah.
And but most entrepreneurs honestly don't have never been taught how to network the right way. Mm. And that's what I teach, how to network, how to build relationships the right way. My saying is show up, be up, follow up to blow up.
Great, great, great statement. And I'm going to tell you ahead of time, I'm going to ask you to give our audience a couple of tips along the way.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I love giving tips. I love educating. And so we can just start with the show up. You know, with this, with since COVID, we really have become a global society. And now we can network and show up virtually. And I can be in Texas this morning, in Canada this afternoon, and across the globe in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't know how to show up. And so when you show up virtually, the first piece of advice I have is to turn the camera on. That's so simple. But turn the camera on. If you are there to connect with people, people can't connect with a name or photo on the screen. They need to see your smiling face.
Yeah.
And a lot of entrepreneurs hide behind the computer screen, and they're not really showing up. Just because you clicked on a link doesn't mean you are there. So that's the first part.
Showing up.
Showing up. And then if you're doing in-person networking, there's so many times that I do events all the time. People register and don't show up.
Hmm.
And it's like they don't put it on their calendar. They don't have a system to remind them. And you can't, you got to be in it to win it.
That's
and
sure.
If you're not in the room, you're not going to meet your next client, your next referral partner, your next friend that's going to help you through hard times, like you mentioned earlier. So you got to be in the room where things are happening.
Wow. Now, tell us a little bit more about, as an entrepreneur, what do you do with the, within your business? Because it sounds extremely exciting.
Yes. Yeah, so my business is, first of all, I'm known as the coach that connects. So not only do I teach my clients how to market themselves with networking, social media, follow-up strategies, but I am also the connector. So I'm known as the coach that connects. So once I get to know someone, then I open doors for them because I have a vast network. And I'm like, you need to meet, you need to meet. And I put people together.
Oh.
And I get paid to do that through membership in my networking organization.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's how you created the business.
Yes, sir.
Now, what's the difference between an influencer and a connector?
Well, I would say they're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it depends on if you're looking as a young person, you think an influencer is someone who has a million followers, right? But an influencer is someone who can influence people to do what they tell them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And as a connector, I'm an influencer. Because when I say, Mr. Hodge, you need to meet Mr. Johnson, and I make the connection, there's no question that y'all need to meet. So I am an influencer in that way. So I think they're very similar
mm-hmm.
when you think about it. You know, I influence people to help each other to grow.
But that's how we met.
That's how we met.
That's how we met, through connections.
Yeah. So you and I met years ago. And I don't know that either of us remember exactly when or where. We are both a part of an organization. But I haven't been a part of it since 2011. So,
well,
audience, listen up. I probably met Mr. Hodge in 2011.
Yes, you did, somewhere around there.
around then. And mm-hmm. we have not seen each other since, but we have been following each other on Facebook ever since. This is what I teach now. So
right?
I'm having an event in Tampa. And I went into
Tampa
Facebook
area.
And I Tampa area. And I went into Facebook and I typed in Friends in Tampa. Then you came up.
Really?
And I looked at your profile and I'm like, oh yeah, this is somebody I need to reconnect with. Then I looked at your website and found your phone number.
Really?
See, I'm strategic. And this is what I teach my clients. And so then I called you and you answered and we reconnected. And here I am on your show.
Well, believe it or not, I got this radio show because it was offered to me based mm-hmm. on a connection that I met at this organization called CEO Space. And I've had on the show a few times. I've had several people of that group on the show. But I only say that because I just completed 11 years of being on the radio.
Wow.
Which is a total amazement to me.
Wow. Congratulations.
But it came through relationship. Yes. So it does work.
Oh, it works. But it takes effort. And I think that your audience, a lot of people, my audience, they believe that it should be easier to make those connections. It takes time. I tell people all the time, relationships, just like when you date for a romantic relationship, it takes time. You plant mm-hmm. a seed, you have to water and fertilize that seed before you can get fruit from it. And I teach my clients how to water and fertilize relationship seeds so that they can get the fruit of their labor.
Great. I'm going to ask you a question. What was one of you, in getting started, do you remember what one of your major obstacles were that you had to get over?
Oh, please, yes. I've had so many obstacles. I mean, you said it earlier, entrepreneurship is not easy. And there's many, many, many obstacles. But I'll tell you the biggest one in recent years. In 2019, I was so close to closing my business and going to get a job. I had started interviewing for jobs.
Wow.
Now, I was clear I did not want a job, but I couldn't figure out how I was going to scale my business so it could be saleable. So the only thing I knew to get a retirement strategy was to go get a job, which was really putting me into tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to a friend of mine who I met networking, and she's a coach, and I was telling her my dilemma, and she said, Tony, what is your why? And I told her, and she said, girl, you've already accomplished that. Perhaps you need a new why. Perhaps you need a why that will inspire you to keep going. I want you to create a new why and come back and tell me what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. I came back to her a few weeks later. I thought about what our friend, me and your friend and my friend, Zig Ziglar, said. He said, mm-hmm. you can have everything you want when you help enough people get what they want.
Right.
And I thought about that, and I was always connecting people, and I was doing it for free, not knowing it was a way I could get paid for it. And so I told her, I said, my why is to touch, move, and inspire my clients to take drastic steps so they can get drastic results that will change their life. I said, I'm a resource, I'm a connector, I want to help people build deeper relationships that are beneficial to their life and business.
Wow.
She said, Tony, what would you need to do to be able to get paid to connect people? I said, I think I would need to start my own networking group. She said, well, why don't you? I said, absolutely not. Nope. I don't have time. I'm interviewed for two jobs. I'm waiting for an offer. I don't know what to charge. I've seen too many people run networking groups, not mm-hmm. make any money. No, thank you. She said, Tony, don't worry about the how. It will show up. girl, I am not starting a networking group. Click. I was done with that conversation, really? Waiting on the job offer.
Yep. Wow.
A week later, a lady I had met 3 months earlier followed up. Tony, I still think you should be a Network in Action franchise owner. Franchise, lady? I'm waiting on 2 job offers. I just said a week ago I can't start a networking group. She said, just meet the franchisor. I said, okay, well, I don't have $40,000. That was the fee to buy into the franchise. She introduced me to the franchisor. We hit it off. I showed him how much I loved connecting people. And I said, everything you have in your system, sir, he said, you can make 6 figures connecting people, Tony. I said, I love your system, but I don't have $40,000. Mm-hmm. He said, how much do you have? I said, 3.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll take it. Handshake note, me and you, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what? Say what, sir? I said, you will give me this franchise for a $3,000 deposit? He said, absolutely. Today, yeah. I'm his first ever Rookie of the Year, brand ambassador, community service franchisee. I have 6 leaders around the country running groups under me on my way to 20 leaders. And I'm the first to launch a virtual group, first to launch an international group.
Great.
I am grateful because the lady who introduced me to Network in Action was at a time I was just about to get a job. So that's my biggest tribulation and success story rolled up into one.
Great, great story. I'm sure you've documented this by now.
Oh, yes.
If not, it's recorded here on this show.
Absolutely. But I've got a book. My Network in Action groups have written 2 books together, and it's documented in my book. I'm an 8-time author on my way to
excellent
10 times by the end of this year.
Excellent. Now, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I want you to tell us what's going on in this area that's brought you to this area, because I think it could be extremely valuable. But stay tuned and just hold on, and we'll take a short break from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Listen to every word we say. Don't let anything stop you, because that's what it takes of getting over the hurdles, the obstacles. But you got to figure out a way to keep going. I'm on the phone here talking to Tony Harris Taylor. She is a true entrepreneur with a great story. And Tony, you got something going on in our area, which is the Tampa area.
Yes, I do.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that if you like?
Yes, please. In 2021, I created the Viral Networking Conference.
Viral
Networking. And this, we're coming up on our third year, October 4th through 6th in Houston. But I decided to take the conference on tour to bring entrepreneurs together in different cities so that they can make connections that will help them grow. And so I'll be speaking, and my co-host, Mr. Scott Bigley, will be speaking, and we'll be networking, and everybody leaves my event with appointments, period. I don't believe in passing out business cards talking about we gonna get together, and no, you're not, not unless you make it happen.
So everybody leaves. I'm coming.
Everybody leaves with appointments, not cards. So it is Wednesday the 24th from 4 to 7 p.m. in Tarpon Springs. There is a VIP lunch option as well, and you can find out more at the Viral Networking Conference.com.
Okay, can you repeat that information again?
Yes, sir. The Viral, Viral Networking Conference,
okay.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can click on City Tours. And okay. I'm actually taking this to 8 cities and 2 countries. I've already been to Canada and D.C. and Baltimore.
Great.
So Tampa is our 4th stop.
Great.
And we are actually going to Nairobi. Through networking, I got the opportunity to speak in Nairobi.
Now, what date is that?
Nairobi?
No, the date for the...
May 24th.
May 24th.
Next week, Wednesday, May 24th, from 4 to 7 p.m.
4 to 7 p.m. Okay, do you have...
It's in Tarpon Springs, actually, at the Crescent Oaks Country Club.
Okay, repeat that again, because I'm looking at something, but I don't see it here, so.
Okay, it is Crescent Oaks Country Club in Tarpon Springs. And so when you go to the website, you click on the button that says a city tour.
Mm-hmm.
And they click on that button and register, and then they'll get the invitation with all the details of the location.
Oh, great, 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 great. Great.
Yes, I would love to meet your network there. And you too, sir.
I will spread the word.
Thank you.
I'm going to try my best to be there.
I would love to reconnect with you after all these years. That's what I love about social media. Social media keeps people connected so that when you pick up the phone and call them, it's not brand new.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great, great, great. Now, before you sneak away, I got some more questions for you.
Sure.
But if you have time.
I have time.
Okay, first thing is, if I could do anything for you, or this station, WTAN, we're on like 5 stations, our show's live on YouTube and Facebook, you'll be able to see the video or the podcast for both shows once the show's over. But if I could do something for you, order station, imagine yourself like being Christmas or a little child and somebody says, give me a wish list. What can you think of anything that you might need that would allow you to just put the word out there to the universe and
Well, I so appreciate you asking, because that's one of the first rules of networking is to always ask, what are you working on and how can I help? And you beat me to it. So
me.
I love that, because that's
Got
what I teach
experience.
My clients. That's right. So if I could wave a wand and have what I want, is I need to promote my conference.
Okay.
I want to get the Viral Networking Conference, the word out, and get people to come to Houston or come online virtually. There is a virtual option, but in person is so much better.
Yeah.
So if I had support in promoting the conference, that would be awesome.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will thank you very much. It's out there, but give us your contact information. How can we find you?
Yes, the easiest way to find me is meet with Tony, T-O-N-I, TonyHarrisTaylor.com.
Meet with TonyHarrisTaylor.com.
Everything you need for me, and you can book in a one-to-one Zoom call, and we can have get-to-know-you call, and then all my contact information is on that page as well. So meet with TonyHarrisTaylor.com.
Okay, great. Okay, that's the website. It's got the...
Yep.
The email address, all the rest of the information is on the site.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to repeat that again before the show's over, so just keep that in mind. That is really great. Now,
Thank you. Getting
back to the entrepreneur side of your business, it's helping businesses connect with each other.
Yes, sir.
What type of tip could you offer to any business, any entrepreneur business that's coming off the ground or people thinking about it, but they haven't gotten started yet? Could you offer a tip to help those that are?
Yes, I can. So the number one tip I have, if you are new to entrepreneurship or just starting, is get a coach.
Uh-huh.
Preferably in the area of marketing and sales. Because most entrepreneurs have honed in on their craft. They're good at what they do, but they suck at the sales and the marketing. I'm keeping it 100. And if you don't get the marketing, nobody will know you exist, no matter how educated you are, how certified you are, how smart you are. You know, I the example I like to share with my audiences when I speak is Beyonce. When Beyonce started, remember Destiny's Child, they weren't the best singers.
Mm-hmm.
They had great branding and marketing. She became the best entertainer, but it was the marketing that her dad did that got them in the doors that they needed to go through.
Now you said, I was going to say you said the magic word, but go ahead.
Go ahead. I want to hear your thought.
I think we're all good at something, but I also think we all need a team of various areas of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
So in my case, I'm presently talking to a university in terms of getting some interns that are marketing, that are studying marketing, but they need something to market.
And
because I think we're all good at something, but is it possible for one person to do all of that?
That's a great question. Marketing is so broad.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And there's everything from cold calling, which most people hate. But there's everything from cold calling, knocking on doors, social media marketing, video marketing, networking.
Branding.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anybody who can be great at all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is to pick 2 to 3 avenues. Like for me, the way I market myself is networking first, speaking, video, and social media.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, I can't. I don't want a cold call. I don't want to knock on doors.
No,
I don't want, you know. So I want to use my relationships to get me to the places where I want to go.
Yeah.
So the answer is, I don't know that anybody can be good at everything. But what I do know for sure is nobody can market you like you.
Hmm. Okay.
So while I applaud you for getting help and interns, they're never going to have the passion you have for your training and what you're offering.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And so you've got to, you know, it's all up to us as mark entrepreneurs to get ourselves out there. When we make the big bucks, we can hire people, but still, it's our baby.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's going to hold our baby the way we will.
There you go. Now, what do you visualize as far as how far you believe you can go?
Well, entrepreneurs, you can, the sky's the limit. Every big business started as a small business.
Yeah.
Apple started in a garage. Microsoft started in a kitchen table. Amazon, I don't know where they started, but they all started small. They all started small. So there's the sky is the limit.
Right, that's the great answer. The reason being because I want our listeners or anyone out there just thinking about it to realize it starts with you.
That's right.
And it starts anywhere you start.
That's right. The key is you got to start. Stop second guessing. That's why my coaching business is called Drastic.
Drastic.
D-R-A-S-T-I-C. So you have to get drastic around marketing yourself. And I know it's uncomfortable, but we have to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Being uncomfortable.
And we have to do the hard things if we want the big results. And so I encourage my clients to get drastic, as they always say. Mm-hmm. The way I say it is drastic. We have to get drastic around marketing. And I know it's drastic for most entrepreneurs. They don't love that part. Even those that are in marketing don't love that part.
Mm.
But once you get drastic and once you get out of your comfort zone, the results, the sky is the limit.
That's it. Now, we're going to take a short break just to hear something from our last sponsor. And hold on, because I got another tip to ask you for.
Okay.
We're talking to Tony Harris Taylor, and we'll be right back to hear just a little more. When the gun gets stuck.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Money. Most of us want some.
That's right.
Trying to get some. I'm here on the phone with Tony Harris Taylor. She is a networking queen. She's earned the title of networking queen and has a networking business. Is that right, Tony?
That's right.
Tell us about this event again that you got going on.
Yes, it is for my upcoming conference, which is in Houston, October 4th through 6th, but I'm taking the conference on tour. So the name of the event is the Viral Networking Conference Tour. It is Wednesday, May 24th. Okay. In Tarpon Springs at Crescent Oaks Country Club. And you can go to theviralnetworkingconference.com and click on City Tour, and you will be able to register there.
The Viral Networking Conference.
.com.
.com.
Fish jumped.
Now, the city tour is something your company is sponsoring? Is that what it is?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So we're going to 8 cities. Mm-hmm. Tampa is our 4th city. And then 2 countries. So I've been to Canada already, and then we're going to Nairobi, Kenya.
Great. Great. I wish you much success.
Thank you.
I'd like to go myself, actually.
Well, I have to make the connection for you for the gentleman who's organizing it.
Okay. All right. I would appreciate that. So one last thing. If you could offer another tip based on the conversation that we've had for the last 25, 30 minutes now, can you offer another tip?
Absolutely.
To help someone out there that's getting started.
Absolutely. So the first tip was show up. Second tip was get a coach. Mm-hmm. And the third tip is it's never too late to follow up. So as you heard in my story, the lady who introduced me to Network in Action followed up, took her 3 months to follow up with me. And I'm so grateful that she did when she did. And so many of you probably have had conversations with people and they've said, oh, I need what you have. And then you never followed up. So I would encourage you all to pick up those business cards of people you met at past events and people said they want what you have and just
follow up.
Call them and say, hey, I still got your card. I still want to connect. I want to see what you're working on and how can I help? And try to build a relationship. You never know where these relationships will take you.
Great.
But it takes somebody to take the lead. And so that has to be you.
Has to be you. Right. Wow. Well, thank you. I'm glad our paths crossed.
I am too. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I know it was spur of the moment, but you made a way for me, and I'm grateful.
Well, I'm going to see if I can inspire some others to come to your event because I like to find out about it. Because you help entrepreneurs to become franchisers, is that correct?
No, I don't. Okay. I am a franchisee. I encourage entrepreneurs to look at franchising as a possible way to build a business because it's a model that's already ready. And it's not just burgers and chicken. Like I thought, franchising was just burgers and chicken and storefronts and big money. I didn't know that they were small business. Franchise owners are small business owners, too. The gentleman who introduced me to Network in Action is an entrepreneur. And he started small. Now he has 100 franchisees.
Great.
But that's why he could cut me a break financially because it was his baby.
Great. I have some other people I'm going to introduce you to. You may already know them, but I'm going to pass a few other names on to you as well.
I would love that, sir. I really would.
Yes,
well, I really appreciate this opportunity, and I hope that your listeners will go to my site, meetwithtonyharristaylor.com, and schedule a one-to-one with me. Let's spend 30 minutes getting to know each other, see how we can help each other. That's the way entrepreneurs win.
Great. I'll definitely pass that on to many others.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the time out to speak with us. My producer is giving me the tip that we got 4 minutes left, I believe. and with that 4 minutes, you're more than welcome to stay on if you like, because
I will stay on.
Okay. Well, have you thought of anything else in terms of your wish list that if we could help you out in your endeavors?
Yes, I am looking for those people who are already connectors of people, and they wish they could get paid for it. I am looking for leaders around the country to run Network in Action, be chapter presidents, if you will, and get paid to be the center of influence and the connector of people. So if there's anyone listening who loves being that connector and they want to make money at it and promote their own business, that's a good connection for me.
Okay, I'm looking at this sheet of paper that I got, and it says that she is the networking queen. So obviously she did something to earn that title that someone has given her.
Yes, my community has given me that title, and I accept it. I accept it.
I like, look forward to us meeting at some point, or meeting again, we'll put it that way. And I wish you the best with your business.
Thank you so much.
I'm here as long as I can help get the word out for you and others. Feel free to share the
Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Take care, and I'll see you next week, hopefully.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, you're listening to Tony Harris Taylor, who is a networking guru specialist who teaches individuals how to create a business that's networking and making connections, because it's, in my world, it's all about connections. It's all about who knows who that knows who, and it's networking. Now, just in, if you're a job seeker, though, stay tuned, because we're going to be talking about networking when it comes to looking for employment on our next show, but that's on the next show. But networking for businesses, it works based on networking. Who's passing the word about you? How do you treat people? How do you help other people? How do you give people things? Because it's all about you as a human being and the type of service that you're offering, or solution for people that are looking for solutions. Anyway, so that's what this show is about. It's about helping entrepreneurs, because I believe we all need help if we're trying to go someplace else and we haven't gotten there yet. So that happens with all entrepreneurs who create a business. Many stop along the way, and that's just part of the trail. But it's possible, and you've just got to be willing to stay with it, because you never know when it's going to break open for you or who may break it open for you. You never know who's working in the background. But I can guarantee you, someone always is. And the worst thing you can do is to say, nobody helped you. That's one of the worst comments I hear out there a lot, because there's always something going on in the background in terms of getting you prepared. Well, I hear the music, which is My Way. It's by Frank Sinatra. Hopefully you can hear it. But I want you to know that it's possible to do it your way, especially if you're doing the things that you like doing and enjoy doing. You can and do it your way. But stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour so we can talk to you about doing it your way if you're looking for employment, because that's what that show's all about. So, entrepreneurs, recognize you can do it your way, and we'll be back later.